Good evening. This is Deborah Herman, and you are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio, where each week we talk about various topics of the esoteric and the paranormal and the progress of our soul. And this week we are very blessed. We have a guest, Emily Sandstrom, and she is from Idaho, and she, for those of you who have looked at the little introduction from my Facebook, Emily is an analytic tarot reader, and she's been doing her work for more than 20 years, and she fully supports a natural preserve in Idaho through her work, and it looks amazing. Emily, tell us about your preserve and a little bit more about yourself.
Well, it's 503 acres, and the difference in elevation is more than 2,000 feet from the lowest to the highest point. I inherited
wow.
it. Yes. And there's a lot of erosion control to go on. I inherited it as a hunting ranch that hadn't gotten enough animals to actually have the hunters come. And I changed it to a sanctuary, and I spend all the money that I make on all the expenses of a game ranch. And a game ranch is something people like Ted Turner buy to burn up tax money, and I'm capable of supporting it on income.
Hey, now that's pretty awesome. And that's pretty special. And what kind of animals do you have on the reserve?
The main animal is elk.
Uh-huh.
I have 6 pregnant elk, and I have 30 elk.
Now, how are you able to get close to the animals?
Yes, you can actually go in the pen if you have to and do various things. The people who do that are people who feed them, and the animals are used to them, and those people are wise to the moods, and they know which animal is which, and elk are not really to be trusted. Elk can get up on the wrong side of the bed and stomp you to mush.
Hey, I know that. We were in Alaska 1 year at a writers' conference, and we learned the ins and outs of moose and how they can also be very deadly in getting up on their hind legs, and they can they look very interesting, and we were at a person's home, and in their backyard was a moose and her calves, and they explained to us, they're cute, but don't get close.
Right.
Is that the same thing with the elk?
Absolutely. We actually got Terry, who works for me, actually got a photograph of a newborn elk. This elk mother wasn't much of a mother. She wanted somebody else to babysit her newborn. And she went off doing something, and Terry saw this elk just standing there, and he got curious. He said, I have a feeling there's a baby there. He carefully went up to this animal, and he expected to have to get out of her way. But she just stood there, so he went up with the camera, and he got so close to this baby elk that he photographed it with a reflection of himself in his eye.
Oh, my goodness. But that's rare. And
rare. And then the real mama came up, and Terry figured out real quick what had happened.
Exit stage left, right?
Exit stage left. Don't run and don't turn your back.
Exactly. And, you know, as an animal communicator, I don't know how much you know. Once a month we do a show where I called Animals Love to Talk, and I do a column of the same name, but I'm very aware that even though I have done some communication with wild animals or more feral animals, you don't get close to them. They are still, they're wild. And I may sometimes get, I might be able to commune with them, but it's definitely at a distance.
Well, I have a white-tailed deer who's extremely elderly who will lick you and you can hug her.
Well, if I come out to your area, I expect to be able to do that.
I also
okay.
have a sparrow who is 8 years old, Sparrows live 18 to 24 months outdoors. The world's record for sparrow longevity is 7 years.
Wow, you have an elderly sparrow.
He has completed 4 maximum lifetimes. On May the 3rd was his birthday.
Oh, my. Now, I want my audience to know that as much as we're talking about your nature preserve, that you are a very gifted tarot reader and psychic. This is a live call-in show, and we do welcome calls for either a Soul Odyssey reading, which is based on the deck that I've created, or if I assume that you're open to people calling in for readings?
Sure.
Okay, so take advantage of this, folks, because you usually have me, but I am very blessed again to have a guest this evening. It's 888-815-9756. Call in, and you can have a reading and find out. One of the things that I gleaned from your website is that you are also very adept not only at business advice, because of your background, but also in helping people understand what other people are thinking about them. Now, how would you describe that?
I am 100% accurate on what I call his view of you. That's anyone's inner thoughts, opinions, attitudes, motives about you or anything or anyone else. I go inside their heads and tell you their opinion from their perspective, which often makes no sense to you. I keep reminding people, but we're in his head.
It's like a remote viewing almost.
Yes, it is. And that's from 25 years of court reporting, tuning into people's voices. And especially in a jury trial or in a series of depositions where you have, let's say, 6 or 7 different people talk about what happened, and each of them has a little different slant or sometimes a much different slant. And as you tune into their voice, you pick up, like a lie detector, their motives and their deceptions and their beliefs that they're trying to convince themselves of. And you put that together in a pattern, and after the second or third person, you know what actually happened.
Hey, that has to be amazingly valuable. I hope people were able to appreciate what it was that you were offering. I know, I'll tell you something. Before I knew I was, we've got some callers on the line. I'll get to you right away, callers. But I wanted to make this point that, you know, as you're developing your psychic ability, I don't know if you even were aware of this, but I am like a recovering lawyer. I do have a law background, and I remember being in a deposition when I was a very young lawyer, and I didn't realize that I had been opening to my psychic ability, and one of my gifts is clairaudience, and I'm listening to this deposition, and all of a sudden I hear a guide, and I wasn't on top of this then, and the guide's saying to me, ask him about his mother, and it was amazing. It like cracked open the case. So
wow.
I think people, isn't that something? Yeah. So it's great. There's a wonderful advantage if you can, when you start tuning into vibration, your gifts must have just been such an amazing, as I'm sure they are now, an amazing benefit for people. I'm sure some of us don't want to know what other people are thinking. But we have one of my favorite callers. We have Dara. You are calling from South Carolina. And I imagine you would like to ask Emily a question?
I would. I just wanted to see what you see me doing in the near future.
About what? That's a very general question.
Career-wise.
Career. All right. How will you feel in the near future about what's happening in your career? What will you see?
Now, Emily, are you using your tarot?
Oh, yes, I'm putting the cards down. I use 14-card spreads, and I put them down as fast as I can, but it's still a pause.
That's okay. I'm just explaining to the listening audience.
Because
I could hear what you were doing. I just wanted them to know what's going on.
Everybody hears them. They don't make that much noise, but everybody hears them. It looks like there's changes of personnel. Someone's leaving, not in a happy way. It's almost like a divorce. Some intrigue is going on, and this benefits you.
Oh, okay. As long as it's good.
Yeah, whoever is in the way regarding your best outcome at work will be getting out of the way, and they will be getting out of the way because somebody wants them out of the way. There's a struggle between two people. You're the third party to this, and you benefit.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I guess, Dara, you've taken my advice, and you're continuing to listen to the show.
Oh, of course. I love the show.
Well, I love having you, and that's great. So we got some more information. That's pretty cool. So keep tuning in, and we'll hear from you again in the future.
You know you will.
All righty. We've got
you.
Brenda. Take care. We now have Brenda from Manitoba.
Hello.
How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing okay. And everybody there is okay?
Oh, I'm cool. How about you, Emily?
Oh, things are really beautiful here. This is spring in the Rockies.
Oh, I can't even imagine. We're starting to get our springtime now in the Berkshires. I'm also in the mountains, but we've been having a lot of gray weather, but it's starting to really be amazing. The buds are out. So anyway, we're pretty happy. What can we do for you tonight, Brenda?
Oh, I also want to know about my career.
Okay.
Do you have a specific question?
Pardon me?
See this?
Do you have a specific question? What is it you really want to know about your career? Are you getting ahead? Are you going to get more money? Are people going to get along, you know?
More, I'm wanting to know basically if I'm going to be getting more clients.
More clients.
Uh-huh.
See, this is great. I get to sit back and I get to listen and learn. This is cool. And for those of you in the listening audience, get online because we've got a great guest this evening and she's tremendously accurate.
Much
well, the worst. Yeah, I'm sorry. The worst is over. You're going to get into a circle of people because one person from that circle comes to see you. He's a he, and he's pursuing something. You are in the midst of the activity that he wants to get into, and it has to do with a problem that he's coming to you for. This feels like real estate to me. The second sentence says, everybody likes you. You're making connections where you couldn't before. The third sentence says the same thing, that you're in the middle of a bunch of people who are respectable, upper-class type people, and your poor days are over, and this is fun. You have a social source of business coming up.
Okay.
What do you think of that, Brenda?
I think it's awesome.
Cool.
It's tremendously awesome. Yeah.
So, just because right now, not to digress from Emily, but would you also like one Soul Odyssey card?
I would love one,
while we
one,
have you
of
on
course.
The line. Okay, I am thinking that we need a Soul Odyssey card. Okay, number 44 comes up, and I'm going to see what that says for you. See, I have mine on digital, so that's why you don't hear the cards shuffling.
Mm.
Okay, What the message I'm getting for you from the Soul Odyssey deck is to quiet the mind. Do you relate to that at all?
Quiet the mind.
Yes.
Keep trying to meditate, but I keep falling asleep.
Well, when you
meditate, my mind too much.
Well, first of all, don't do it in bed.
No, okay? I sit up. Very uncomfortable, and I still fall asleep.
Well, you know, you may just be darn tired.
Exactly.
And so meditation doesn't necessarily have to be what we think it is, where we do the om and we, you know, do the little mudra and all of that. So for you, it's really talking yourself out of the noise that's in your mind. Like, you just were blessed with some reassurance from Emily about good things happening. Now, what I want you to do is take that into your daily life and not worry, because it's the worry that's creating the noise in your head. So what you got just now was a confirmation of what Emily told you, and now Spirit, through the Soul Odyssey deck, is telling you, hey, it's going to be fine. Relax. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Hey, Emily.
Thank you.
We could take this show on the road.
Sure,
okay.
We could.
So we have Danielle from San Jose. Danielle, is this your first time listening to the show?
Hello.
Danielle? Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
We certainly can. Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you picked a good night. Not only do you have mystic medium animal communicator extraordinaire Deborah Herman, the host of your show, but you are blessed with Emily Sandstrom. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
You certainly are.
And she is from Idaho on her amazing 500-plus acre elk reserve, and she is an analytic tarot reader, and she will wow you now with an answer to your burning question. And what is your burning question?
My question is, I have an injured shoulder right now, and I'm wondering how it's going to affect my work. Will I be changing careers in the future or staying with what I'm doing now?
Are you doing acupuncture on it?
No.
Well, that's the very first suggestion. And then be very aware of how you're moving it. You're making some unusual movements because the shoulder hurts, which stress the shoulder in a different way. And so it's saying quit moving this back and forth.
Mm.
It's going to be deficient in something for a while. The second sentence says, suddenly you'll feel good. You won't even notice it at first, like, hey, wait a minute, I don't have the problem anymore. And the last sentence says, there's something you need to keep away from that overall undermines this situation. Now, I'm thinking your shoulder's inflamed and you should avoid anything that would create or encourage inflammation.
Okay.
And that may be some medication that they're going to give you that will actually make the problem worse. We start with the idea of acupuncture. I can also tell you on a practical level, 3 grams of echinacea 3 times a day for 3 months will get rid of things like carpal tunnel syndrome, rotator cuff, tennis elbow, because they are nerve inflammation, and that undoes nerve inflammation slowly. Now, that is a whopping dose of echinacea, and it needs to be taken religiously 3 times a day, fairly well spaced, and it will also get rid of allergies.
How do you take 3 grams?
Well, if you're doing capsules, you look at the, if it says 380 milligrams, that's 3,800, and you get as close to 3,000 milligrams as you can.
Okay.
And that would be a day?
Per day. Well, 3 times a day. You take 3 grams 3 times a day. That is a lot. That's usually 8 echinacea capsules 3 times a day.
Okay.
And the easiest way to do it is to buy a pound of echinacea. It's at least that to take it. Taking too much is fine. So you do a teaspoon. You take a heaping teaspoon out of your pound, stir it in water, chug-a-lug 3 times a day. You'll get in the habit. And the problem, it solves the root cause of the problem, not the symptoms.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now,
right.
I do have to point out that our show here is for entertainment purposes only and is not to be done in lieu of any medical advice that you're getting. However, you know how we feel.
Yeah.
So alternative remedies are awesome. But, of course, we do want to point out that you shouldn't, you know, that you should always also consult your doctor, whoever.
I forgot about that. Yes, I'm not
Pardon?
A doctor. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Tarot did
no,
not
no,
go
no,
to
medical. That's okay. I got your back. But it sounds like wonderful advice. And I also have a Soul Odyssey card for you, even though you don't know
Great.
What that is. If you tune in the future, I work with a deck that I created, and it's about Soul Odyssey. And it's based on the 7 lessons. And anyway, I drew a card for you that says, Act in Faith. And... So meditate on that, and I guess what it is telling me to tell you is to just keep your faith at the center of your choices right now. Does that make sense?
I'm getting
yes,
trust process.
Right. It, to,
what was that?
Exactly.
Trust
the process.
The process.
Oh, trust. Okay.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. This is live call-in, and in addition to whatever I do every week, we are blessed with our guest, Emily Sandstrom, from her Elk Reserve in Idaho, who's a wonderful tarot reader and psychic, and can tell you... nobody's asked these questions yet, but she can tell you what other people think are thinking about you, which is a really interesting insight. You know how they have that movie about he's just not that into you? It may not be what you want to hear, but you'll figure it out, and Emily can tell you the truth about it. Emily, what is your – so it's live call-in. Before I get to my next question for you, Emily, 888-815-9756. Do call in. Do not be shy. Danielle, thank you so much for calling. I hope you'll continue to be a Soul Odyssey radio listener. And
yeah,
we will okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Emily, what is your website?
The blog is taroverbatim.com, which is taroverbatim, which means tarot word for word, .com. The website is emilysinsight.com.
Very awesome. And we'll say it again at the end of our show so that our listeners can find you on the web. And I would like to know more about how you do what you do, and when did you know that you could do it?
Well, I did it for many years before I knew I could do it, because I'm such a...
that says a lot about you.
I was for 2 years. I'm practicing, and people keep calling me back, and I'm going, "How come you keep calling me back? Because you're always right." I said, "I am."
Yeah, it's that. Oh my gosh, I really do have a gift syndrome.
Yeah,
I understand.
Well, it started out for me as a science project.
Oh,
yeah.
Do tell.
Well, I have always been completely fascinated with the laws of random distribution and the placebo effect. Deep subject.
Okay.
And I was listening to lectures from a professor at, I believe, the University of Chicago about the laws of random distribution. And he said there are 5 known consistent violators. And so I was fascinated, and I listened, and only one of them could be done at home, and that was tarot cards. I did not know what tarot cards were. I was thrown out of quite a few toy stores looking for tarot cards. And I went into the store, and my God, I had no idea there was all kinds of different kinds, so I got the most common kind, which is Rider-Waite, and I said, I'll just buy a book and ask questions, and there you go. Well, I bought a dozen books, and they were all full of it. So I said, all right, I did his experiments.
Did
I verified.
You mean full of it in that they were
it just
baloney?
Didn't make any sense. Yeah, they were just baloney. They made no sense at all. I mean, some of the definitions for the cards, I'll never forget Page of Swords, a melancholy youth. And he's standing there looking paranoid. You know, the ground is open for miles, and he's got his sword at the ready, and he's looking all around, and there's obviously nothing near him, and it says a melancholy youth, and I'm going, uh-huh. Anyway, I did his experiment. It showed that there were consistent violators, and then I decided to read the cards. I bought books. The books didn't make sense. I sat in with professional psychics to see how they did it. And they all told me, well, you listen to the spirits. Don't you hear the spirits? You do, Tarot. And I went, no. And I would get treatment if I did. So I decided to ask the cards questions I knew the answers to using the principles in algebra. You can only have one unknown. So the question had to be a known. And I kept notebooks for years and years and years, 12 years very actively, to find out what the cards' meaning of the cards was. And that's how I got my very analytical, logic-based, verbatim tarot system. And I realized at a certain point that there were 3 sentences that my expanded layout divided itself into, and I expanded it only for one reason. I wanted to use all the cards of the deck, and 13 cards was equally divisible, and 11 wasn't. So when I discovered that to the extent the answer was correct, and I knew that because I knew the answer to the question, to the extent the answer is correct, these sentences will repeat and support one another. Voila.
Interesting. So you created your own system.
I created and discovered my own system, yes.
Very interesting. So you come from a mathematical scientific base.
Right.
And now as you are doing this more and more, would you also say that you have psychic gifts?
Yes, I'm actually a mystic.
Oh, God bless you. I am a mystic, not a psychic.
Right.
I know what you're saying exactly.
Psychics use spirit guides, which are like, I swear most spirit guides are deceased landladies. Very nosy.
Or they're tuning into the person's subconscious.
Right. But I think they're mischievous little critters. That's my view of them. Anyway, as a mystic, you plug directly into the consciousness of God or the universe, if you don't want to call it God, you know, you can call it, he doesn't care what you call him. And as you adopt the viewpoint of out there, you withdraw from the mentality that other people have and that you had, and you have a whole different mindset, and that mindset allows you to create events. And my theory about how and why is that when your will is parallel to God's will, God is almighty, and your will becomes magnetized to create events as well.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And I'm sure that's why your system is accurate and why it's so powerful. Because, and I think you'll like when you see the Soul Odyssey deck, which I will make sure that you receive it. I think you'll see that it's very in line with what you've just said, because it's based on seven lessons. They all come from God, however people define that. And the whole essence of it is to align yourself with God love. And when you're able to do that, everything else fits into place. So I'm actually, I just knew I'm really excited that you're on this show, because you so fit in with what we've been talking about for, you know, it's been over a year that we've had the Soul Odyssey broadcast, and I try to bring in topics of what I call a kind of cosmic curriculum of why we're here and what we're learning, but it all goes back to that resonating with the higher energy. Awesome. So I want to remind the listening audience, we are getting into the second part of the hour. Do not miss out. You are going to have a very wonderful experience if you call in and you get to talk to Emily Sandstrom from Idaho. The number here is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So, Emily, how do you do the other part of your gift, which is, you said, you explained it earlier, that you learned it and developed it by being involved in juries and court reporting, but truly, what is the mechanism that you use now to be able to tune in to someone else?
Well, I read their voice instinctually.
Okay.
Hang on a minute.
Don't forget, listening audience,
888. I'm sorry, a gate fell down outside, and I'm telling a person who works here to run and close the gate. I don't know whether it's going to let deer out or not. Okay.
That's very important. I was ready to cover for you.
Our question was how I
tune into people and understand their perspective. What's the mechanism and process for you, and what is it like for you?
Well, I have a detailed instinctual ability to read voices. Part of mystical training, which is done mostly in your sleep, and sometimes just you let your mind go there and it's there, is I was shown how evil spirits have certain tones, pitches, and vibrations, and that these corresponded to people's tones of voice perfectly.
Interesting.
So that you can read greed, you can read guilt, you can read relief in a person's voice.
So it's a vibration.
Yes. And this was really easy for me to catch because having been a court reporter, I was already tuning into that. Part of the reason as a court reporter that you pay attention to the inflections in voice is that if you punctuate it right in your notes, you don't have to go back and change the punctuation and you can do it more efficiently. So you're always trying to guess where a person's sentence structure is going, and their tone of voice indicates the sentence structure, indicates where the semicolon should be, so to speak. So I listen to the inflections in a person's voice, and I subconsciously read their voice really well. I know what strata of society they're coming from and what today has brought them and what they're seeking to feel and to know at that given moment.
Now, you have people who seek your counsel. Do you ever find that that there are people who want something to, for example, let's say it's a woman who wants a man to want her, and there, do you ever run across people who just don't want to hear what you have to say? And what how do you deal with that?
How do I deal with that? Well, it's easy for me because I tell that person exactly where he's at. This is his consciousness. This is what you have to work with. And now we're going to ask, what do you do to make this happen the way you want it to happen? What's the best thing for you to do? And will that work? Well, it won't work right away, but here's your recipe. And if you follow this recipe, you're more likely to get what you want than you are any other way.
It also sounds like it could have great application for general communication between people, is to understand where another person's coming from as opposed to always looking at it from a distortion that you may have because of what you want from that person.
I have a businessman who is in the rap music business, and if ever there's a business where there's a whole lot of hustlers going on, it's that.
Yeah, tell me about it. I know hip hop. Yes.
Okay, you know what I mean then. And he says,
"Well,"
he asks me questions about, "Can I have 6 months of good exchanges with this person?" And I give him their view of him. What their motives are, how to get them on board with what you want and what you have to look out for and what the shelf life is of this association. So within 6 months, it looks like this person is copying this attitude or that attitude. Up to that time, by you doing this and that, you can get your project done. After that time, well, look to sort of back out.
And you get into these so-called glamour businesses, and you really have to – that's an excellent skill because you really have to watch. There's, as you said, there's a whole lot of hustling going on, and you've got – and one of the – it's interesting how what you're saying, it just really aligns with the seven lessons because one of them is self-protection. You have to learn – who to trust and who not to trust. It's one of the things we're here on earth to do because you can open yourself up to so many different vibrations, and some of them can be very harmful. So
and you yourself are one of those people that you may not be able to trust.
Yeah, interesting. So you would want to guide a person towards self-awareness, and so that they can always get closer to that alignment with God and that sense of connection to their own higher self.
Well, a huge factor there is, what is the repeating circumstance in your life? That tends to be your lesson. If you're not learning it, it will keep coming back bigger and better until you do, and eventually it comes back in an involuntary fashion, and it's usually better to take the hint earlier.
Oh, you mean the 2x4 on the head method?
Yeah, I call it God's foot being applied to your butt.
Exactly. They are one and the same. Yes, exactly. That's absolutely true. And you're not going to get it right away. And then sometimes you can even learn a lesson, and you're going to still, it's going to be reinforced, because in order for us to be manifestors of the divine light on earth, we have to be in alignment. And so all of those lessons, or all of those initiations, I also call them, are going to keep refining us and bringing us closer to that center point. Absolutely. So I think it's really valuable, the kind of discernment that you have. You could probably, I'm sure you could, can you teach that to people so that they can be more discerning?
Yes, I can. The main lesson is to pay attention to what's going on in your life. That's your lesson book. You don't sit at the feet of some guru and listen to what he has to say. That's not what it's about. It might be what it's about at times for some people. I'm not saying all gurus are bad. But the general process is you are well-intentioned. You want to join up with higher powers, and your willingness attracts the higher powers, and they send you events in your life that will show you where you need to be and what you need to do. And the events of your life are your lessons. That's where you pay attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is something that is initiated and coming from a higher place. And we have higher, I use that term because there's, let's just say older, more evolved. We have friends in high places who
Absolutely.
Want to see us, they want to see us evolve and give us opportunities to do so. It's in a loving way. And because we are resistant or just don't get it or don't understand, or we operate from some of the mundane things of life or buy into the greed and the materialism. Not that money's bad. We all need it. But, but if we're buying into those types of things, then that keeps us off our path. We are our own best gurus.
Absolutely.
So,
listen to your gut. Everybody knows there. In your gut is the one thing you need to know, your next step. When you're not doing it, your gut tells you you're not doing it. When you are doing it, you feel good about yourself.
Now, that doesn't mean, callers and listeners, that you can't take full advantage of the fact that you have two people with insight on Soul Odyssey Radio at this very moment, at this very time. Do not be shy. We still have 15 minutes of this show, and Emily is here as our guest, and we are very blessed to have her at 888-815-9756. Emily, why don't you mention your website again? Are you still there?
Yes. The web, blog is tarotverbatim.com. It attaches to both Facebook and to my website. The website is emilysinsight.com. That's hard to type. You can trip over it. The blog has daily messages for visitors. It has readings for you. And the people who comment are saying, I look at it in the morning, and then I look at it at night, and I can see what to look out for or to look forward to. Then I can see the validation of it at night.
That's awesome. So you draw a generalized spread in the morning, and you see what the energy is of the day?
Yes, four tarot card spreads without a question. Just the question is, tell the people who are coming to this blog what's useful to them, what they can use. And that creates sometimes some contradictory statements. It's amazing how much comes that's very different from four cards if you don't have a question, because the question contains at least half the information in every answer. So without a question, you're kind of scattering things about. And so various people come and they choose what relates to them and it's meaningful to them.
Well, without going into personal detail, that's how we met.
That's
because
true.
Isn't that true?
That's true. I sent you one of the excerpts from the blog.
Absolutely. And it was like, hey, because you and I have been Facebook friends and acquaintances. You know, we haven't really connected on a personal level, but what I love about Facebook is that you're able to have a connection based on interest, and most of the people on my Facebook are identifying themselves as spiritual, mystical, interested in metaphysics, and so you and I have connected along the way, and you posted something that was very relevant to some things that I was thinking about, and I said, hey, did you like purposely do that? So here we are. We do have a caller that we can squeeze into the last 10 minutes of the show. You are Jan?
Yes.
And what is your full name?
Well, Jandriel is what I was going by.
Oh, beautiful. And thank you.
Yes.
And Seth back at, I believe it's Seth back at the studio, spelled it, I think, correctly. Yep, Seth. How do you spell it? Let's see if he got it right.
Jandriel.
Close. You almost did
cool.
It, Seth.
Most
people
don't.
He almost got it. He's just great, and sometimes we get some very unusual names. Anyway, jumping ahead, this is your time. Would you like to ask Emily a specific question?
Yes, I have a question, please. I've got a problem going on in my neck on the left side of the back of my neck, and it feels like a vertebrae that's just maybe is in kind of bad shape, and I received some wonderful treatment like yesterday, but it seems like maybe this problem wasn't handled, and I'm wondering if I need to take a different action.
It's very interesting that we're getting medical questions today. This is something. Oh, and Jandriel, where are you from?
Montrose, Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. So meanwhile, Emily is choosing her cards, and
I
chose a card for you quickly from the Soul Odyssey deck, but the card that came up for you is Hope. And have you been listening at all to the show, or is this your first night?
This is my first night.
Well, you will just have to become a regular listener, and then you'll understand all about Soul Odyssey and the Soul Odyssey deck. But getting the Hope card means that you are either a person who is lacking in hope, but I'm not feeling that from you, or that things are going to look very bright. And it's a really pretty card. So anyway, are you ready for us, Emily?
Sure.
Yes, so the Hope card was very positive, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
And you're very welcome. And if you email me at Deborah@soul-odyssey.com, and remind me that I selected the Hope card for you. And this goes for anybody who's gotten a Soul Odyssey card. I will send you, it's going to be a little over a week, but I will send you a JPEG of what the card looks like. Because they're created by my very hand doing automatic drawing. So what do you have to say, Emily?
Well, I can certainly validate the Hope. This is an acute problem that will go away. It actually has been resolved. It's all over but the shouting, as they say.
Oh, wonderful.
He laid his hands on it and he stopped it. But temporarily, you know how when you move something maybe back into position, it will create some inflammation or a reaction in that area? And then when the inflammation goes down, it's in normal position now. It just hasn't quit hurting because of the actual movement that cured it.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is that also, would you also recommend to her the echinacea?
Any kind of nerve inflammation. The pharmaceuticals that undo nerve inflammation kill your liver. They're very heavy meds, and doctors try not to prescribe them. Mm-hmm. The fact that echinacea does this is not well known. It's known to chiropractors. Echinacea has a lot of uses. I use it in birds. In fact, I gave that idea to Cornell University. They are doing extinct or going extinct birds, and they immediately adopted a whole research department based on echinacea for birds and fowl, and they got into it in a big, big, big way.
Have you used echinacea with your elderly sparrow?
He gets echinacea every day in his water.
Amazing. That is
good. Eight-year-old sparrow, that is 1 year more than a world's record longevity.
Am I still connected?
Yes, you are.
Well, I have two dachshund dogs. They're my precious babies. Would echinacea be good for them in their water?
Yes.
Like a drop?
How much?
You have to judge that by what I do for the sparrow is he has a sort of a ramekin water dish, and I put 3 or 4 drops of non-alcohol echinacea in his water almost every day. Once in a while, I leave it out just, you know, so he has plain water sometimes. Mm-hmm. I started this when he got ill, when he was 4 years old, which is double his life expectancy.
That is remarkable.
And it cured him, and so I kept doing it.
But do remember not to put the alcohol, or you're going to have some drunk puppies. Okay?
Thank you.
Also, one last thing, Jondrelle, is once a month, I do a show called Animals Love to Talk because I am an animal.
Oh, I would love that.
So make sure you tune in and keep following the show. And I'm sure that we will invite Emily back because she's amazing. And I'm sure that the audience is going to request that you return. So thank you very much. And we'll talk to you again sometime in the future.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're very welcome. God bless. So that's really cool. We'll have to I'll have to talk to you about other remedies for animals because people just wouldn't think that that would be of benefit, and it certainly is. Do you think that would benefit an old horse who's starting to be stiff?
If it's nerve inflammation, it probably would. The animal I would always hesitate to medicate is cats because they're, like, very different from other animals.
Yeah, they're different. I think they're from their own planet. they do. When I do animal communication, you know, and I try to explain to cats that to people who have cats that, you know, they're very different and it's the world according to the cat. And it's very hilarious. Some of the things that, you know, because I'm kind of an animal telepath. So I my brain, for whatever reason, translates it into my language.
You would love to do turkey.
Pardon?
You would love to do turkey. That's the sparrow.
Well, we will have to do that sometime. Absolutely. And if I ever, if you know of any writers' conferences out your way, my husband and I, once every couple of months, I do a show on spiritual writing and publishing, because my day job is, as the audience knows, is also in publishing and writing. And so if you know of any writers' conferences out your way, give them my name, because I'd love to come out and see your preserve, and I'd love to meet your critters and meet you as well. I put you last. I'm sorry. The animals are really an attraction for me. But certainly, I'm sorry.
Too.
I let you know my true motives. It's the animals first and then the humans.
Absolutely.
So we are getting to the end of our hour. Is there anything you would like to say to our audience to wrap up the evening and kind of, you know, bring a close to what you've given us this evening?
Well, should I give the telephone number of my business or not?
You certainly can, and you can say your website again.
Okay, there's two telephone numbers. One spells 800-IDAHO-ELK, which is very easy to remember. The K is extra. And the other is 899-36912, and 36912 is the face of a clock. And on your telephone dial, 99-36912 also makes a pattern, so those two numbers are easy to remember. The blog is tarotverbatim.com, and you will find free readings every day for yourself there.
And we will definitely invite you back. We loved having you here on Soul Odyssey Radio. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Awesome. And remember that my website is soul-odyssey.com, and you can keep track of the Soul Odyssey Radio broadcast by checking me out on Facebook under Deborah Levine Herman, and you can always keep track by following BBS Radio and see what's going on with the show. So follow the show, call in again, and God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Emily. It was awesome.